You live by outrage, you die by outrage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For a long time, talk radio has propelled the conservative cause because it has mastered the art of public outrage. And they thought they could do it with AIG. Pin those bonus payments on Democrats who didn't read the bill they voted for.
You're trying to cover up a big mistake.
But the Democrats called their bluff. You don't like the bonuses? We'll take them back.
We say the tax that you will pay on this is 90%.
Whoa, hold on just one moment, the Republicans said.
I think what we should do today is calm down.
Calm down, we're being too hasty.
Rushing to pass a bill we don't understand, to correct a bill we didn't read.
Let's investigate first.
This is like asking forgiveness for a mortal sin by saying one Hail Mary.
Oh, but with talk radio on fire, Democrats could ridicule the idea of slowing down.
Hey, slow down. We've got to make an inquiry.
If the distinguished chairman
inquiry,
will yield,
we're going to do what we have to do.
And what we have to do is tax the highly paid executives of bailed out companies.
When the score is taken, it's going to be those who vote for the bill and those who voted against it. Which side are you on?
In the end, 85 Republicans, almost half, voted for a 90% tax to take those bonuses back. Within a couple of hours, the president himself was on Jay Leno for a victory lap.
Most of the stuff that got us into trouble was perfectly legal. We've got to change our laws.
In other words, regulation is back. And thanks to AIG, I'm guessing it's going to have bipartisan support. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.